Right. Your Bibles, take your Bibles out to Romans chapter 5. This is our last sermon in the Breakthrough series. We're working on breakthrough patience today. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, specifically 3 through 5, but I'm going to start in verse 1. Says this, therefore, Paul says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is your peace treaty with God. And he has brought peace between you and God. Verse 2, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. There's a passage that preaches all day long right there. We've gained access by faith through grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Verse 3, not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings. Are you guys rejoicing in your sufferings? That's kind of hard too, isn't it? Because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Powerful passage here. I'm going to give you five minutes here to discuss this question. Actually, there's two questions here. With people around you, discuss these two questions. When you ask God for patience, what do you expect him to do? And secondly, how will you know when he's given you patience? If you're asking for it, how will you know that you've received patience from him? Okay, discuss that. 5 minutes, ready, go. So what do y'all think? Patience. You got some? Okay, you got 30 seconds. Okay, let's come back together. Okay, when you ask God for patience, what do you expect him to do?
Right now.
You expect him to give you patience right now. God's going to say, yeah. He can say, yes, not yet. All right? What's that? He can give you some trouble to deal with. Okay, yeah, Paul.
We've all heard the phrase, patience is a virtue.
Yes.
We've been taught patience from the time we were born.
Yeah. Right. Being patient. Yeah, it is an experience. That's pretty profound. She said, say it again.
You want him to change his circumstances
Oh, you want God to change your circumstances in which you made you impatient to begin with. Yeah. Get me out of this, we say. Well, let's look at some Greek words that describe patience. The first is hupomeno. Hupomeno. Get the emphasis on the right part here. Hupomeno. Hupo means to be under or in, and meno means to be with or remain in place, to endure. Hupomeno. Endurance. It ends up being endurance. Patience here refers to not looking for a quick exit out of a problem or an issue or a difficulty. Why? Well, according to James chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, God is always using difficult experiences we face to mature us in Christ's likeness. To mature us. One of my wise counselors said, there is no growth without suffering. Do you agree? I think we do our best growing in the midst of suffering. Yep. God is always using difficult experiences we face in life to mature us. If we avoid difficult situations, we lose out on maturing in our faith. We stay immature. Years ago, Amy Grant, singer Amy Grant, I picked up one of her first albums, which was a cassette tape at the time, and on it was a song called Fat Baby. Anybody remember the song Fat Baby? Carry around a big Bible, I'm still feeding on the milk in the bottle, and I don't want to grow, and I wah, wah, wah when hard things happen, and I'm just a fat baby. Not moving on to the meat, just want to stay on the milk and not mature. So endurance is the idea here. Endurance in difficulty is a great means for gaining patience, and patience is the essential ingredient for being a grown-up in Christ. That not only brings confident peace that we've been talking about today in your life, but you are a person others look to for sound advice and following your example. You know, when I'm looking at somebody who gets all twisted about something going on and something who's calm while the same thing's going on, who would you want to follow? I don't know about you, but when I get all twisted, my brain shuts off. It's hard to think clearly. The second Greek word is makrothumos. Makrothumos. And makros, the two words that make up this word, makros, means a long time from now or far away. And then thumos is one of the Greek words for the word anger or God's wrath. The focus of this word is patience in relationships. God is being very makrothumos with us. Ever heard the word long-suffering? That's what this word is describing. God is being very patient with us. Matthew 18, verses 21 and 22. If I said 70 times 7, would you know what the verse is about? What is it? Forgiveness. Being very patient with someone. Okay, I'm going to give you 3 times, I'm going to forgive you, and after that, we're done. Jesus said, no. Be long-suffering. Be makrothumos with others. Forgive and forgive again and keep forgiving, because the only alternative is to cut off the relationship. Now, if you have very many of that happening in a church body, what do you got? A very unhealthy church. Do you have a readiness to forgive others even before they need forgiving? Is your heart ready to do that? Patience is trying in a trying relationship means staying with someone long enough in the long haul with a readiness to forgive. I know I'm not talking about something that's easy. But God says it's necessary. Long-suffering is one of the deepest characteristics of God. being ready to forgive. The Bible calls this quality of character long-suffering, a quality that expresses the incomparable greatness of God's forgiveness, his forgiving of sinners. God is ready to forgive sinners. Our patience, or our long-suffering, and our readiness to forgive reveals God's nature. When you are ready to forgive, when you're patient and someone's learning how to do relationship with you, and it requires forgiving maybe a number of times, 1 Corinthians 13:4, love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Patience embraces all of that. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8 is a passage that's oftentimes used in weddings. Love is patient, love is kind. Be ready to forgive. Because God knows that when you put two people under one roof, sparks can fly sometimes. That doesn't happen at our house, at least when I'm not in it. Perhaps the greatest description of God's patience is 2 Peter 3:9, and it says this, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise to return, that is, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Long-suffering. How long, I wonder, let's pose this question. How long has God been practicing patience before his final judgment comes? How long will that be? If we were to put years or decades or centuries to it, how long would that be? Well, we can say this for sure. He's waited long enough for you to come to the Lord. Amen? He's waited long enough for you to come. Praise God for his long suffering. So then, what is our role as a grateful church? Excuse me. I got a tickle that won't go away. So in the midst of God's long suffering, what is our role as a church while God delays his return? What do you think that is? What is our role? If God is delaying so that people can come to Jesus, what is our role? Go get them. Go fishing. We'll make you fishers of men. And brothers and sisters, let's put some urgency to this. God is waiting, but he never says how long. It might be tomorrow. You got anybody you want to know needs Jesus? To see them come to Jesus? Can I be real here? Churches tend to love themselves. And love each other, but people elsewhere. God is waiting for you, his church, to open your mouth and speak of good news, of hope. Don't be afraid of that, because tomorrow may be the end of God's long suffering. Man, you have it. You guys have what it takes. You know how I know? I've watched you work. You have what it takes. I believe in you. Go tell people about the hope you have. You see, sharing Jesus isn't, okay. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Nick.
Hi, Nick, I'm Delbert. You need Jesus. Well, Nick would say that. But other Nicks may not. And if I approach Nick that way, but if I said, hey, hi, I'm Delbert. What's your name?
Hey,
Nick. Nice to meet you. And we visit a little bit, and pretty soon conversation turns to, you know, I'm so glad God has given me hope. I don't have to worry about where I'm going. And I know this for a fact is so good. I'm at peace with it. I just wanted you to know that if you'd like to have some of that, I know how to tell you. How long did that take? 8 seconds? Brothers and sisters, we love each other. That's very good, but let's not let it stop there. Let's love our community as much as God does, because he's being patient. That is a great expression of love. God is giving us time to help people understand that he loves them and seeks to show them the way to find safety from his thumos, from his wrath, his anger. God shows us the attitude found in patience. He has already decided, he's already decided to set his anger aside for a long time. The word makrothumos describes casting my anger far away. And one day I will go pick it up, but for now it's far away from me. Long suffering, being patient. Are you glad God has this attitude with you? Are you glad he has this attitude with your friends and your family and your community? Athena Christian, seize the moment. Athena Christian, seize the moment. Yeah, because God is being patient today. Everybody say today.
Today.
God is being patient when?
Today.
Come on, when?
Today.
Today. It's today. You know, on Super Bowl Sunday, there's going to be 22 men on a field in desperate need of a rest, and 100,000 people in the stands in deep need of some exercise. There's only a few who are really doing the work. Let's not let it be that way for us, shall we? Everybody is on the field. And the field is just outside these doors. And God is being patient, because he knows your neighbor needs to hear from you. God's patience will not last indefinitely. Let's look at two ways patience helps us. Number one, God's patience provides time for Christ-like character to mature in you, to develop in you, just as we teach our kids to let patience work their maturity in them. God's long-suffering patience is providing time for Christ-like character to develop and mature in you. Romans 5, 3 through 5 that we read this morning. James chapter 1, consider it all joy, my brothers, when you experience trials of various kinds, knowing that those trials produce maturity in you. When times are hard, you're quick to find a way out of it. Is that your MO? Hard times, exit, stage left. Yes, Jesus cares about your difficult situations. We don't have to question that. But let's remember this. Jesus died to save your soul, not your difficult situations. He isn't afraid of wherever you might go. He's already been there, in the toughest of the toughest. And he'll walk with you. He cares about you, and he also cares about people around you. God works wonderful things through you. God builds strength of character in the midst of what you might call unexciting, routine days of life. Get up, make breakfast, make your lunch, go to work, come home. And if you're like me, take a nap and go to bed, get up the next day. What strength of character and faith did God develop in Noah? Well, Noah spent 120 years building a boat. And while he was building a boat, he was not just a shipbuilder. That was his second job. His first job was prophet. He was warning the people. One day the Lord's going to flood the earth. He's going to make it rain. Rain, what's that? We've never seen rain before. Noah, you are an idiot. 120 years of that. brothers and sisters. And he kept that patient, being patient with them, knowing that what God said was true and what he by faith could not see, yet God was going to provide a flood. And God did. What did God develop in Noah's character over 120 years of shipbuilding and preaching to people who did not like him, who made fun of him? Whew. I think that helped Noah withstand over a year inside that boat, to be patient inside that boat. Moses spent 40 years in the desert learning to lead and care for dumb sheep that would eventually prepare him to lead a fledgling nation of complainers out of Egypt. Patience. Jesus spent 40 days fasting in the desert and being tempted to the core of his being, of his humanness, before he would begin his ministry. What did all of these experiences have in common? Noah, Moses, and Jesus learned to stay the course of God's plan. Stay the course of God's plan. Because God had set a plan before them. He's got a plan before you. What's your plan for us, God? I think too often we get too wrapped up in the details of God's plan. What's the minute detail? No. We can say God's plan for us as a body of believers is this. Go share the good news with the lost and train the saved. Equip the saved. That's the plan. That's the only two things you and I need to do. Share our hope of God with others and equip the saints for works of service. That's it. That's our plan. We can do that every day. Let me ask you this. When you think of the word breakthrough, does it sound like something fast? We had a breakthrough! It was wonderful! Well, breakthrough sometimes, I think, to me, sounds like something that just happened real quick. If so, you can thank your culture of instant gratification, of entitlement, that has so greatly affected our thoughts and our expectations. Everything you and I see wherever we go has that message. You deserve, and you need it right now. What does that do to our patience? Dave Ramsey, founder of Financial Peace University, someone asked him one time, Dave, you became an overnight success. How did you do that? Because, you know, Dave teaches entrepreneurs how to do business. And they wanted to know, how do I become an overnight success? Well, he gave him the answer. He said this. He said, 20 years of starting out by myself, slowly building my ministry, going up to work every day. My first radio program was a microphone on a card table in my basement. That was how I started. Hiring people little by little, money struggles the whole way, training people. Some people didn't work out for us. That was kind of hard. Overcoming obstacles, dealing with setbacks for 20 years. That's how I became an overnight success. Patience. Patience. Ew, it is a great, great attribute for you and me. Breakthrough takes time. When you stay emotionally and physically present with your family, with your church, with your community, in the daily routines of life, remaining true to his calling in your role as a spouse, as a parent, as a son or a daughter, a student or an employee, and so on, your life becomes a powerful testimony of faith in God's consistent love, power, wisdom, and provision. Your life becomes a powerful testimony because you chose to stay emotionally and physically present. I know a lot about not doing that. As a flaming codependent, as a flaming people pleaser in my early days, and when I moved here, you saw that in me. I thought I was hiding it pretty well. Turns out it wasn't. I know how to escape emotional distress. And God started calling me, stay here, Delbert, stay here. Stay present with people. You need to love them, and I need to love them through you. You stay present with them. But they're mad at me. What's the worst thing that can happen? They're not going to kill you. But it felt, the fear was so intense. But through patience, staying emotionally and physically present has healed a lot of that in me. God does all kinds of healing of you when you will stay patient with Him in what He's doing with you in the moment. That's difficult. He will do a lot of healing in you. It's powerful. It's good. Stay emotionally and physically present. Through your patience to remain with God and others during hard times and seemingly routine, boring days, God has enhanced your maturity in Him, strengthened your confidence in His provision, and improved your ability to reach others. Why? Simply this: you believe that where you are is where you belong. Where you are is where you belong. God is not absent. He's not going, where'd Delbert go? He's not doing that. He knows where you are, and He's working in and through you where you are. Where you are is where I belong, okay? So let me change it a little bit. Where I am is where I belong. Say that with me. Where I am is where I belong. Because God is doing something. You may not know what it is right away, but be patient. Stay there. God does His greatest work through you when you aren't looking for an easier way of life somewhere else. Now, I have to put in a disclaimer here. If you are in an abusive relationship, you do not have to stay there. You do not. What I'm talking about in terms of patience, staying present with people, yes. But if you are in a very bad situation, you do not have to stay there. And if you need it, I'd love to hear from you. If you have that situation going on, let's deal with it. Don't try to do that by yourself. But in the matter of patience, God is doing a great work in you. Do you know it? I close with this scripture, Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1 says this: now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain, 100% of what we do not yet see. See, breakthrough faith, when it's combined with breakthrough patience, wow. Look out, world. Good things are coming down the pike. Let me put that up on the board here. This is in the Amplified Version. Now, faith is the assurance, title or deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed. Divinely meaning it's from God. And the evidence of things not seen, that is the conviction of their reality right now. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. I love the Amplified for this kind of stuff. Gives a little bit more information here. Brothers and sisters, are you patient? Do you need to learn some more? When you ask God for patience, are you willing to join Him in the patient room? And He can work in and through you. So your assignment today is this, and throughout this week, perhaps the rest of our lives, Practice godly patience. Practice, what do we call it? Hupomeno. And practice makrothumos. Long suffering. I'm waiting on God. He's doing good things through us. If you're here today ready to respond to God, we want to receive you. Bob's going to be up here up front to receive you. I'm going to be playing on the worship team. And if you'd like prayer, there'll be several of the elders. Chrissy will be around to receive you. If you'd like prayer, just say, pray over me. I need a prayer of confidence. I need a prayer of comfort. I need whatever it is. Let people pray over you. Jesus is who you and I need. Amen. Let's receive him. Let's live in him and him in us. Remain in me and I will remain in you, Jesus said. Let's stand together as we sing.